Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We are looking at Psachim 54, a fascinating connection between two of my favorite shows. All five of my shows are my favorites, but two of them connect together, the Daily Dose of Daf, today's show with the PAL, the Pirkei Avos. How? We'll show you how. Look at what it says on Psachim 54. The Gemara has repeatedly stated that fire was first created at the conclusion of Adam's initial Shabbos on earth. The Gemara now challenges that assertion. Do you say fire was created upon the departure of the first Shabbos, but it was taught otherwise in a brisa from none other than my beloved favorite sefer of Pirkei Avos? Look at this from chapter 5, Mishnah 6, from Perek Hey, Mishnah Vav. Join us on the PAL if you've never listened before. We talk around 10 minutes a day on a Mishnah per day with practical lessons, but here we'll bring it to you on the Audio DDD. So look what Brisa comes here in tonight's daf. 10 things were created on the first Shabbos Eve at twilight. And these are they: Miriam's well, the manna, the rainbow, the script, the stylus, and the tablets, Moshe's burial place, the cave in which Moshe and Elijah stood, the opening of the donkey's mouth, and the opening of the earth's mouth to swallow the wicked members of Korach's rebellion. So some of these are a little bit different. Some of these are sharing characteristics of what happened during the 6 days of Genesis at the twilight hour of the Shabbos Eve at twilight, and some of these are different than what we see in the Pirkei Avos. But of course, it's fascinating to see how things connect. It's fascinating to see how things come together. So we see that it's Miriam's well, the manna, the rainbow, the script, the stylus, and the tablets, Moshe's burial place, the cave in which Moshe and Elijah stood, and the opening of the donkey's mouth and the opening of the earth's mouth to swallow the wicked members of Korach's rebellion. It's fascinating to see how Hashem has everything planned in advance. We have to realize that way back in the beginning, that first Shabbos, when Adam and Chava were the only people around, Hashem already had a plan for the whole unfolding of the Jewish history throughout the centuries. Hashem knows what's going to happen. Hashem unfolds it. Hashem makes it play out. Realize Hashem knows everything and has everything planned, and Hashem has a course of action for all of us. Pirkei Avos shows us amazing lessons, morals, and ethics, and the Gemara brings down the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, teaching us that 10 things were created all the way back in the beginning. Hashem had everything set up in the beginning. Hashem has a whole course for us. Even if life might seem difficult or tragic or hard, Hashem knows what He's doing. Hashem gives things for the best. Hashem sets things up in a way that's in a chesedic way, in a way that's meant to benefit us. Trust Hashem. Believe in Hashem. Have emunah bitachon in Hashem. Know that He brings it to unfold in certain ways. If He could set up these things that happened throughout history much later on at Shabbos Eve at twilight, that first Shabbos in Adam and Chava, you better believe He knows what He's doing for the rest of human history, the rest of the course of Jewish history and history as a whole, especially including our lives and how they unfold throughout all of our years. Join us next time as we talk Psachim 55 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.